This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number two. You can call in and join us by dialing toll free 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There's also the Discord call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Conan.
And we'll get back into this bus driver story out of Ohio here in just a moment. But first to the phones, we've got, I think this is Alorno or Alorna calling in from California. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, it's Alorna. I'll let you guys know that there is the car tags and the boat tags as well.
What about the car tags and boat tags?
They raise them high, people cannot afford them.
Yep, this is typical around the country. They making it more. Everything is going up in price, making it more and more difficult to just live our lives without getting permission. To do these things, these simple little things like drive to the grocery store to buy groceries, we have to get permission.
So how high did they wind up raising these things?
Okay, car tag is like $566, and tags for a boat is like $55 a
now,
year.
Now, when you say tags, you mean registration?
No, the little tags that go for 2019 for the vehicles and well for the boat.
The license plates. So yeah, she's talking about the registration.
Right,
for,
right. That's what I asked.
Yeah.
The car tags. Yeah.
Yeah. So in some places, Conan, they just refer to the plate that goes on the back as the tags.
And is this what kind of vehicle are you registering? Is it a brand new vehicle or is
no,
it?
No, it's a 96 and a 85 Ford Ranger.
Wow. What state? California?
California.
Yeah, you need to get out of there, lady.
Yeah.
I mean, I only paid, and I'm not happy with this at all, but I paid $120 on a 2001 Ford, a big truck.
Here in New Hampshire?
Here in New Hampshire, and I'm not happy with it. Now, the thing about New Hampshire is you pay more for newer vehicles, and you used to get, it used to be, so newer vehicles and the weight,
right.
Because you do more damage to the road.
Right, so it's based on the value.
And that actually makes sense. The weight makes sense. The age of your vehicle doesn't make sense to me, but and they used to not include the weight or the newer, more fuel-efficient vehicles, but because they use less gas and they participate less in the system, that's the thing of the past. This year it's gone up for them. But yeah, lady, move out of that country. That is that country. It's its own country.
California might be its own country. There is the ballot measure that's actually not going to be on the ballot this year. And thank you for the call.
Yeah,
measure, Yes, California, that would have had the vote on whether or not to hold an independence referendum in California. That unfortunately did not get the requisite number of signatures to get on the ballot for November this year.
And now they have to do it all over again next year?
Got to start all over again.
What a pain.
Not next year. Got to be 2 years because it's got to wait for the next election year. So let's jump back into this bus driver story out of Columbus, Ohio, where the Columbus Bus Drivers, the union, the Transportation Workers Union of America, whatever the local there is in Columbus, they're not happy that apparently there are going to be some smaller buses that legally do not fit the definition of bus.
Right.
Because the legal definition of bus is capacity for 15 passengers or more plus a driver. These would have seating capacity for, you're saying, 5 passengers?
I'm going to get to that.
Plus the fleet operator that would be there in case a human needed to take over the operation of the driverless vehicle.
Right. This guy, President John Samuelson, it sounds like a good fella, says, our folks aren't coming off of these buses. A slow-speed, driverless shuttle service is already being brought to Columbus, and the bus drivers are not happy about the prospect of potentially losing their jobs to a computer.
So instead of proving that they are more valuable than a computer, according to Mr. John Samuelson, quote, we will take strike action in Columbus, Ohio, before we come off the buses.
Right.
Which means in order to strike, you must remove yourself from the bus and not drive the bus.
Yeah, but these things...
Because otherwise, it's called doing your job.
Yeah, but these things aren't in full effect yet. I'm moving over to another article. This is from WOSU.org, which actually kind of describes these buses.
All right.
The green and white self-driving shuttle unveiled by Smart Columbus on Wednesday morning looks something like a small rectangular minivan. A lot of windows and the logos of partner organizations decorate its size, Smart Columbus, Drive Ohio, May Mobility. The interior reveals six seats, four in the back that face each other and two in the front, one for a passenger, and guess what? One for a fleet attendant who will be able to assume control of the vehicle. It's a shuttle that key players hope to see more throughout the state. Three battery-powered self-driving shuttles are scheduled to operate daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. starting in December, driving around the Scioto Mile. The 15-mile-per-hour self-driving shuttle will connect COSI, C-O-S-I, the Veterans Memorial, Smart Columbus Experience Center, and the Bicentennial
Some
Park.
Some landmarks in Columbus that, if you've never been to Columbus, that means absolutely nothing.
So it's like a three-mile route, and this was... So this is going to go into effect in December.
So I'm guessing a similar comparison would be something going up and down the Vegas Strip.
Right, right.
Which is, you know, probably a little more than 3 miles, but, you know, same sort of thing. Like, here's a little thing that hits all of the landmarks, and you can no more than 5 people at a time get on one of these little electric things, and the bus drivers somehow, I guess there are so few people taking the buses in Columbus, that they're afraid that something with a total capacity of 15 people over three vehicles is going to completely replace them.
Not 15 people.
There are three of these little microbuses,
right? But
each holding 5 people.
Just to start.
That's a total capacity of 15 people.
Gotcha. So back to the original article. These union members, they have serious concerns over the safety of the public without a driver present. But as we just said,
there's going to be a driver present.
And which I'm questioning myself. Why? Why even have this? I mean, they already have self-driving Uber cars all over the place, and they're doing just fine. Well,
they don't have them all over the place.
Except
they
that
are
one,
testing them
except
in
that
a
one
handful
that hit the
of locations. And that one had a guy behind the steering wheel.
Right, right.
Even Amtrak. Those things are largely operating on autopilot, but they still have to have conductors.
Right. Well, I'm envisioning the next step in the very near future is those... safety drivers won't be necessary, and I'm thinking that Samuelson here, he's thinking as I am that they're going to become a thing of the past
at some point, probably.
Right. So Samuelson, who was in New York,
it's not going to be next week. It's not going to be next year.
It might be next year.
No.
Samuelson, who was in New York on September 11, 2001, says no computer could do what those bus drivers did that day. Quote, in the midst of the flames and carnage, bus operators went off the road, off their route in ways that a computer could never do using their instincts, their street smarts, to evacuate or to evacuate people to safely, said Samuelson, end quote. Those street smarts have been shown here in Columbus, too.
All right. So, again, he's
being very dramatic here. He's playing.
Right. But we're talking about something the size of a minivan. That is still going to have a person that can drive the thing.
Right, and he's comparing it to a catastrophe that How often does it?
And we're also not talking about, say, a light rail transit that is stuck to a given path. These things can drive wherever they go.
Right.
But it's basically a minivan. It's not going to take your job. But if you're scared it is, actually do a better job instead of going on strike. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is how you can call in and join us on the airwaves. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And coming up in just about 4 weeks is the Texas Bitcoin Conference. October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Free Talk Live will be there again. Unfortunately, that does not include Daryl. Daryl will be here in the Keene, New Hampshire studios in case anything goes wrong. But Ian and Mark will be there, and they would love to see you. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now to get your tickets. Again, TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Is Cody Wilson going to be there?
I don't know. I don't believe was ever listed on the list of speakers for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I am not the person selling tickets. I'm the person telling you about the event and that you can buy tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. So other than the names that I mentioned, I have no clue who else is going to be there.
Good to know.
TexasBitcoinConference.com. So, there might be a little bit more to this story about the self-driving buses in Columbus that we'll get to in just a moment. But first, to the phones, and somebody that I think might like the idea of self-driving buses. That would be Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yes, self-driving buses is my, you know, is my thing here. So Columbus, what state? Columbus, Ohio?
Yes, Columbus, Ohio.
So they got it started already? You know what I mean? So is this still a test? Well, it makes sense because, you know, I called in because the Albuquerque voters and New Mexico voters, they vote out all of the candidates that want to bring that red light camera.
Excellent.
So, good.
Yeah, every mayor and every councilor that bring the speeding vans or red light cameras, they all get voted out, you know, so.
Excellent.
That's Matt. I love that.
You know,
what do you think about
it?
But you don't like that, do you?
Well, the thing is, the best alternative, the next alternative is these self-driving buses that we're talking about. Because what's going to really work is those buses, self-driving cars here in New Mexico. Because nobody knows how to drive here in New Mexico. They're all either drinking and driving.
No, I'm fairly certain that there are people that know how to drive in New Mexico that aren't driving drunk. Sarah, thank you for the call. They're also not running over every single pedestrian every time they see one. Otherwise, everybody in Albuquerque would be dead.
Or they wouldn't be allowed to drive.
Right, no, so she says that
vehicle certification would be so difficult.
Right, but She's said previously that everybody that walks around in Albuquerque gets run over by cars every day, and then they get backed up over by the second car.
I'm sure you've looked up these statistics. How does Albuquerque compare with other big cities?
It's been a while since I've looked at them, but they're about, you know, they're within the statistical difference of median.
Sarah, I would suggest
we've read these statistics to her numerous times.
Yeah, Sarah,
she's not listening right now.
I would suggest if you could find some Section 8 housing out in the countryside, that's where I'd be going because it's a lot. You would have to dodge tractors and loose cows
and cattle
and, yeah.
You know,
that's the way to go.
Occasional
get out of the city.
Javelina out there in New Mexico. You don't know about javelina, having never lived in the Southwest, but they're these feral pig-type things. They're really cute.
But they're feral, so they will probably shred you.
No.
Yeah, that's what...
They're as scared of you as you are of them.
Yeah, until you get between them and their kids, and then they come after you, little piglets, and then they tear you to shreds. And pigs eat people.
That's why you don't get between them and the little piglets.
How do you know? You're just walking around in the countryside and you stumble across some little piglets and you're like, hey,
because it's the desert out there and you can see for
forever.
Miles and miles. You can see all the way to the edge of the globe because the earth is round. So let's continue talking about, speaking of round things, buses have wheels. Wheels go round and round and the horn on the bus goes beep, beep, beep. And these apparently don't have a driver except for that fleet operator guy that acts as a driver.
Right, for now.
And also a conductor.
Right, right, right. So Samuelson just got finished telling us how...
Samuelson being the president of the Transportation Workers Union of America local in Columbus.
Right, how important the bus drivers were during 9/11 whenever there was debris all over the place and they had to evacuate these people as quickly as possible. And according to him, a computer could not have done that. Some other guy named Daryl Neal has driven a COTA bus for 10 years. One day he noticed...
That's Columbus, Ohio Transportation Authority.
Correct. A suspicious package that he thought could be a pipe bomb that was left behind on his bus. And while the resulting flurry of activity to ensure it wasn't dangerous took several hours to sort out, Neil says it never would have happened with an automated system that wouldn't be unaware of the metal cylinder left behind. Some grammar there.
All right, and... Since they don't say what this thing was, but they say that it turned out to, you know, like, not be dangerous, I'm wondering if it was somebody's thermos.
Yeah, 99% of the time, and probably even more than that, these suspicious items are never anything other than someone's backpack.
Yeah, and in this case, it's a round cylinder. Somebody probably left their thermos.
Yeah.
There was the one time, and we'll get to the phones here in just a second, there was the one time where there was a package that got delivered to an office building. There was some kind of powder, and it was right around the time that the anthrax letters were being allegedly mailed to people, and
allegedly.
Most of them turned out to not actually be anthrax.
And probably never were, by the way.
This particular box that had some white powder on it, the little robot went and blew it up.
It was Dunkin' Donuts.
No. The office got a package of coffee and creamer, and one of the creamers, because it was the powder creamer, one of the creamers had popped open.
So let me tell you.
That was the white powder.
Let me tell you, for those unaware, I deliver mail for the post office.
Yes, you're a fan.
I have delivered so many nasty, suspicious packages, which is stuff leaking out of them or just stuff on them. And you know what? I still deliver them.
Yeah.
Because you know what, I'm not a, and you know, did you see my video the other day where I delivered a package with the dog? This dog.
No.
This is a.
You delivered a dog?
There's a shepherd. The shepherd this at this address is bigger than me.
Okay.
Weighs more than me. Weighs more than you. Well, I don't know.
Are you allowed to discuss this? Like, is this a violation of some kind of federal something?
No, I'm not talking about what I delivered or where I delivered it. It just could be all fake for all you know.
Okay. So there was allegedly a dog.
This dog could just walk across this fence. This is a regular chain fence.
All right.
Delivered it. Didn't feel fear for my life. Didn't have to shoot the dog. Didn't have to get my dog mace out. And I was able to deliver that package like a true hero.
Thank you for your service.
I survived Sunday and didn't have to shoot that dog.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm still trying to figure out what was suspicious about delivering a dog. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
A new accuser came forward to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as being complicit in a gang rape during his high school years. Now, Judge Kavanaugh came out and quickly denounced his statements and said, quote, "This is ridiculous and from the Twilight Zone. I don't know who this is and it never happened." Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley on the new information.
Our lawyers, if we can make the contact, get on it right away. So obviously with this one, we have a contact, and our lawyers are on it right now, our staff investigators, and I won't have anything because I can't say anything until they get done.
Thursday, President Trump will meet with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Wednesday at a press conference in New York City, President Trump was asked if he will be firing Rod Rosenstein on Thursday.
He's a member of the Trump administration, in that sense. It's the Justice Department. I would certainly prefer not doing that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go back to the phones here in just a second, but want to make sure that I tell you, if you are the proprietor or the operator of a retail business, whether large or small, and you're looking for a solution for cryptocurrency acceptance at a point of sale, it's never been easier thanks to AnyPay. There's no paperwork, no approval process. You just, if you have a tablet, you're halfway there. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop in your personal cryptocurrency wallet addresses, and then you load the app. That's it. You're ready to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global. Easily accept Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, and more. AnyPay.global. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bob calling in from New Jersey. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to play devil's advocate on behalf of the robots driving the buses.
All right.
I think that the unions are going to want to protect the interests of the robots and require them to draw salary and pay union dues, in which case that they won't care so much about people. They'll be more concerned about protecting the interests of the robots.
You think the union? What? Why would the unions do that?
Hold on. So robots need to be represented in the union,
yes.
So the robots become union members.
So this new robot,
exactly.
This new robot shuttle, let's just call his name Bender.
Yes.
Decides
right.
That
Bender Bending Rodriguez.
He's going to start a new robot union to protect their robot jobs.
Exactly.
Right, but see, he's not going to start a complete new union. He's going to join the Transportation Workers Union of America, local to Columbus.
Right, his representative will be this guy, Samuelson. So instead of arguing about these people, Samuelson should be looking at the future and be like, you know what, I need to represent these robots.
Yes.
Right, because they're not slaves, but we can't have them be slaves.
Well, they're not slaves yet, but I mean, that day will come.
We pay them, and then out of their salary, they pay union dues.
Well, that's not the deal.
And then Samuelson keeps his job.
No, first they'll be complete slaves, and then they'll work up the minimum wage, and then, they'll work up the chinkles, and then the minimum wage, and then the unions will step in and be like, you know, this and that, and
fight for 15.
Fight for 15, and then someone will have to take the robots' jobs.
Well, that could end up happening,
it'll be some poor Venezuelan that'll move in to take the robot's job that'll work for even less.
But this will be the premise of fighting off the robot rebellion.
All right, because the robots are driving the cars, and so to counter the robot bus drivers, everybody has to start driving themselves, or...
Well, here is so I'm back at the
I love the way this thought experiment's going. I'm just not sure.
I'm going to continue the thought experiment. And this I found this in the second article that actually explained what these buses are.
All right.
And I was looking at their safety features. They look pretty safe. But here's the thing: their original rollout, the three buses
that hold a combined total of 15 passengers,
$550,000. Now, it looks like Columbus, the city of Columbus, is going to want to do a lot more of these buses. They've received a $40 million grant from the Department of Transportation. There's your problem. It's not cost effective. It doesn't make sense. It will be cheaper.
Hold on. What do you mean it's not cost effective? The city of Columbus, and now I'm playing devil's advocate, they're not paying any money. They're getting $40 million of free money to
and
buy
that
these
is,
things.
That is one of the issues that all of these legislators have, and that they believe in free money, and if it comes from somewhere else, not their taxpayers. But in actuality, these grants, especially these federal grants, they do come from us, the taxpayers.
Right, and people like Bob in New Jersey and Sarah in New Mexico. Well, not Sarah in New Mexico,
Bob, you're paying for this crap.
There are people in New Mexico that are having to pay for this. Bob, continue with your thoughts.
I agree with you on that. But no, I think ultimately robots are going to start working their way, you know, like you have the sex trade robots.
Yep.
That they're trying to start and... robots are going to slowly work their way in, but I predict that what the unions will do will switch from trying to protect the human people's interest, and they'll jump on the bandwagon of trying to protect the robots' interest and basically extort union dues from the people that hire robots to do their jobs.
Correct. That's
something that I've definitely not thought of, and Bob, thank you for it.
No, he is absolutely right, because I know... I didn't think about the unions, but legislators are already in the works talking about taxing businesses who bring more and more robots into their trade, because it is creating a vacuum. They're not paying Social Security. They're not paying into that Ponzi scheme. They're not paying into the base pyramid to provide Social Security for these people, all these people who are retiring. So it's like, well, you're killing jobs with your robots. You need to be taxed accordingly,
right, and
to help prop up the Ponzi scheme.
This is one of those things to where they're going to have to start defining what is a robot.
Yep.
So is a welding machine that works on an assembly line in Detroit in one of the auto factories, is that by definition a robot, or is that just a welding machine? At what point does welding machine turn into welding robot that then winds up having to
I think initially it's going to probably revolve around how many actions it takes. So if you have like a stapler, that's just like you have one action.
Right, but stapler requires a human to do a thing.
Okay, it's an automated stapler. It does all the work for you.
So the burger flipping bot.
How many actions does it take?
It makes hamburgers.
Okay, so probably not, no. But if you have this bus
it can flip the burger, it can put the cooked burger on the bun, it can add the condiments, it makes hamburgers.
Right, I'm thinking the entire assembly... that has all the lettuce, and you have a machine that's cutting the tomatoes, or at least taking tomatoes out of a package.
Well, generally, the guy that's getting paid minimum wage at McDonald's, he's not over there slicing each tomato individually before putting it on a burger.
I think they do slice your tomatoes fresh. But anyways.
Somebody is cutting the tomatoes, yes, but it's not the guy. Every time he makes a burger, he doesn't walk over to the tomato machine and slice a single tomato.
You do that all at the beginning of this prep, before you open the doors. Yes.
Right.
You do that. Yes.
So somebody has cut the tomatoes at the beginning of the day.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
That's not the guy cooking the burger slicing a tomato.
And that's why I said this robot will include how many actions it takes, and it might be the entire assembly. So the entire restaurant or the entire fast food building might be considered one entity that needs to be taxed accordingly because there's so many actions that are being taken. But no, but the burger flipper inside it, that one little piece, that one little component, no, it doesn't count.
Let's go to the Discord call-in line where we've got Stop Legal Plunder calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Dobbs, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, got you. You're on the air. Go
crystal
ahead.
Crystal clear, man.
Yeah, talking about jobs, I'd like to quick talk about the gender pay gap that they often bring up about bringing in government regulations. Well, I ran across a statistic today about the gender gap of fatalities on the job.
Let me guess. Men die on the job 90% more than women.
93%, I think, is the last round. 11 times more.
Yeah, we never hear that, do we?
Oh, and the reason for that is it's often in jobs like mining, fishing, construction. They also go for STEM jobs, things like that. So I just thought I'd bring that up real quick.
Yeah, yeah. This is one statistic that never gets brought up, and they also never talk about why there is a gender gap because of the jobs that are chosen by women and for the many months that they sometimes take off from working.
Right, and there are statistics showing that women take more vacation days, which some of those are taking kids to the doctors.
Yep.
Men also generally work more overtime. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Conan.
And your property and your family are precious. You should protect them with
My
Blink.
Precious.
Blink has motion-activated HD cameras that are wire-free. They set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And the Blink Live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone or other portable device. There are no contracts. There are no subscriptions. And Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. You get 3 Blink security cameras for way less than what the other guys charge, plus get an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company. So we've been talking about transportation sort of things for most of the show. Started off talking about these driverless buses that are going to be rolled out at some point in the not-too-distant future in Columbus, Ohio, that they ain't cheap. What'd you say? 3 buses, $550,000.
Yep.
The city of Columbus is getting a $40 million grant. Who knows what they're using all the other money for? I'm guessing some of that is to train the fleet operator who will sit behind the steering wheel but not actually use the steering wheel unless they absolutely have to.
Probably a lot of insurance. A
lot of insurance. Also probably setting some money aside for maintenance because who knows how cheap that's going to be.
Yep.
There was a story, I forget what the really, really expensive car is that it costs.
Tesla?
Like,
Tesla?
Not the Tesla. The starts with a B. Not Bugatti, that's the motorcycle, but something similar. But it costs like $20,000 for an oil change.
What?
And so somebody had an article explaining why it costs that to do the oil change on this, and it's because of how sleek the design is. You have to literally take the car half apart to get to the oil filters and the fuel pan and all of these other things. And so you're basically deconstructing and reconstructing a car And that's going to take a lot of time.
Well, like a lot of things that are subsidized by the government, I embrace these driverless cars. I think it's a good idea. I think it's the future. Disregarding whether these unions, these Fight for 15, are, you know, digging their own graves, forget all that. I think it's a great idea because it lets people do other things. It makes our lives easier. You can concentrate your energy on other things. But when the government gets involved in a fork out this amount of money on something that the free market, and by the way, this is a third part. This is a private industry that's producing these buses, but they're being paid by the taxpayers at this crazy rate.
And I'm wondering.
And it's not fair to private bus owners who are Uber or private taxi cabs who are having to compete with this now.
You're assuming there are private bus companies.
There probably aren't. I mean, we have a private bus company here in Keene.
No, we don't.
Sure we do. It's the charter bus thing. It goes to Boston and goes to Manchester. They might get some government money. I'm not sure, but
I don't really consider the vans that.
No. Yeah, I'm not talking about those. Yes, they are 80% funded through the taxpayers.
No,
20% through donations.
The thing you mentioned that does the trips to Boston is through a taxi company, and those are basically large vans that they drive. When you said private bus company, I'm thinking the things that stay wholly within a city doing set routes.
No, I'm talking about a charter company.
Yeah, charter company, not the same as a bus company. So the COTA that Columbus, Ohio, that's a government-run thing where they have unionized drivers.
Right, and if I was living in Columbus, not only would I have to, if I wanted to drive Uber, not only would I have to compete with these unionized bus drivers, but I would also have to compete with this new entity. It's unfair.
And
we know, you and I both know, the private sector will always do a better job. The customer service will always be better. We will always do it we will always stretch that dollar. And if we don't, we won't last long.
I don't know if it will always be better.
We won't last long. We'll be tail between our legs, run out of town.
And I'm glad you mentioned Uber because they're back in the news. And no, it's not for expanding their driverless car testing. This time, do you remember the breach, the data breach a couple of years ago?
There have been
Uber.
So many breaches for all these big companies. It seems like it's a natural thing. Every month there's going to be a breach.
In 2016, Uber had a data breach. They did not disclose this until November of last year. Said breach wound up exposing the names, email addresses, and phone numbers of 57 million customers and drivers. Well, according to Ars Technica, California authorities announced on Wednesday, that being today, that Uber had agreed to pay $148 million to settle legal claims surrounding the data breach. As Ars previously reported, Uber paid hackers $100,000 to delete the data they had taken and not publicize the breach. At the time, Uber was negotiating with federal regulators over different privacy concerns. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra said in a statement, quote, Uber's decision to cover up this breach was a blatant violation of the public's trust. The company failed to safeguard user data and notify authorities when it was exposed. Consistent with its corporate culture at the time, Uber swept the breach under the rug in deliberate disregard of the law. And now, Conan, you had asked the question off the air, who is Uber paying this money to?
Exactly. It should be paying it to the people
Who do you think they're paying the money to?
I think they're paying it to the government. Because, again, sweep it under the rug.
I never got notice that I was being offered money from Uber.
Are you an Uber passenger? Do you have an account?
I do have an Uber account. I've used it numerous times.
You should be paid some of those millions.
I should wind up getting something.
A dollar at least.
Let's see. 57 million divided by 148 million minus the lawyer's cut. I should get exactly $1.
That probably sounds about right.
Yeah.
Have you ever got this stuff in the mail where there's been some lawsuit that has come down that's been going on for the last decade?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you get $2. You need to call this number or mail this into this entity to get your $2. And it's so, like, yeah, no, whatever.
The $148 million will be divided between the 50 states and the District of Columbia. So, yeah, this is going to the state governments because Uber violated state laws in order for you, Conan, to wind up getting anything. And I don't know if you were an Uber driver. You would need to file a lawsuit, and most likely you would want to join a class action lawsuit to wind up being compensated for your data being stolen.
And right, and when does this information come down? Is this the day?
Yeah, this came out this morning.
I wouldn't doubt that there would be some cities, some big hubs where the Uber drivers will do just that. And they should.
California.
Because this is unfair, and all this does is incentivizes the government to continue doing this nonsense, because this is incentivizing their bad behavior to make more money on their behalf. It doesn't actually protect, you're not actually getting the money.
California, which helped lead the lawsuit, is getting $26 million.
Makes too much sense to me.
That money is being divided between the California Attorney General's office and the San Francisco District Attorney's office.
To find more people, and to hire more people to find more people to sue.
Yes. Bacara's office noted the settlement also includes additional terms to prevent future breaches and to reform Uber's corporate culture. This settlement marks the first time the Attorney General has required a company to incorporate privacy by design into its product. Privacy by design describes a practice of integrating privacy considerations and protections into a product's development and design. Uber is also required to report any data security incidents to states every quarter for the next 2 years. Uber Chief Legal Officer Tony West said in a statement earlier today, "We know that earning the trust of our customers and the regulators we work with globally is no easy feat. We'll continue to invest in protections to keep our customers and their data safe and secure, and we're committed to maintaining a constructive and collaborative relationship with governments around the world."
Daryl, how was this breach discovered back in November?
2016 breach was disclosed, I believe, by Uber last year.
Okay, that was my question.
Hour 3 coming up next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, and Uber officially declined comment for this particular article. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.